T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
All right, welcome back. We have breaking news. Tom McCarthy, don't go anywhere. He does the NFL game, so he'll appreciate it. Rhea has just gotten information in. Rhea, what is that?
This is according to Zach Berman, who we know very well from The Athletic. He just tweeted out, Eagles open the season in Atlanta on September 12th at 1 p.m.
Oh, Atlanta. Oh, nice, fresh pickings.
There goes London.
London. Sirianni wins the opener on the road in Atlanta, where they have somehow avoided the entire pandemic. Wow. Ruben Amari is with us in here. Hi, Ruben.
Good morning. How you doing, Ash?
Oh, we got a lot of ground to cover the next couple of hours, pal. And on the line with us is NFL broadcaster, but more well-known around here as the voice of the Phillies.
Yep.
The legendary Tom McCarthy. Hi, Tom.
Hey, what's going on, buddy?
Tom, how does the NFL do this, Tom?
I don't know.
They announce schedules. Everybody gets excited. They got the draft out. It knocks out the World Series for ratings. How would they do that? You work for both. Explain it.
I don't know. That animal is it's amazing. I was thinking about this yesterday. The fact that everybody is so amped up for the schedule to come out, that they can make it a show if they wanted to. Like, they can literally make it a show that people will watch. I don't know what it is. I think there's such a draw for some reason. I mean, it's a sport, obviously, but it's all over the world. And I think it's betting. I just think it's fandom. I just think people, you know, want something else to do. I mean, it is amazing.
Well, Tom, I'm going to tell you one of the things I'm sensing from this. I'd love to get your thoughts on it, because you do NFL games. You do a Major League Baseball game. When there's a baseball game like last night that takes 3 hours and 58 minutes, 370 pitches, 73 foul balls, it's hard to stay in it. It's hard to stay as involved. Is that more of a challenge for you who does every one of these games?
Well, I don't think it's as much of a challenge for me, only because because I've done it for so long and I love the game so much. But I will acknowledge, and I think Ruben would too, that there has to be a way to make this quicker. And I don't know, they've tried all these different things. They've tried all these hokey rules, the 3-batter minimum. It's not working.
No.
They're trying to make extra innings a little more exciting, and I don't mind that as much. But they've got to, case in point, and he's not the only one. The kid who came in late last night for the Nationals, kid Kyle Finnegan, who gave up the runs where the Phillies added on, he takes so long in between pitches. You know, there's a rhythm that he's trying to do with his feet, with his hands. My goodness, just get the ball and throw it. I think that, to me, is one of the biggest things. Ruben and I have talked about this, the pitch clock and everything like that. They've got to figure out ways to try to speed the game up.
Right. Mitch Williams is on with us. He wants a pitch clock. Rube, what do you do?
Absolutely. Pitch unequivocally, it is the one thing that will change the game, and it will not affect the players as much as people think. I do believe, I have to believe the union would agree to it, and it's something that would just make the game more crisp. And, you know, they already tried it. They've done it in Arizona Fall League. They tried it in the lower minor leagues and then through the minor leagues, and it worked very, very well. I do not know why it's not being implemented.
Sounds like a good direction. June 11th is the magic date, Tom McCarthy. All fans allowed back. How much is that going to help the atmosphere that you've been working in for over a year now?
Well, it's going to be unbelievable, honestly. I mean, and you know, as we've talked about before, we sat and watched what was going on in Atlanta. And, you know, as long as it's safe, as long as everybody's healthy, I am all on board for as many people as possible. Now, I don't know what the what the protocols are in Atlanta, how they've done it. I hope Major League Baseball has kind of followed, you know, what the NFL has done for the Super Bowl, because it seemed like everything was fine there. But the atmosphere is going to be it already is great with 11 or 12. I mean, it really is, comparably speaking. But the fact that there's going to be more, probably for that Yankees series,
yeah.
I mean, it's incredible. I think Joe Girardi said it best last week. It shows that we are getting closer to normal, and that's the most important thing. That's societal. We're getting closer to normal, hopefully getting closer to normal.
All right, my favorite moment in last night's game came very early when Bryce Harper hit a bomb. All right?
Mm.
Tom, they really still don't like him there, but I'm thinking part of it is jealousy, because he's been a model citizen in the time he's been in Philadelphia, right? I mean, what is...
I think so.
What are they angry about? The guy did what so many players do. He played out his contract. He went somewhere else.
Well, I think that we as fans just like the fact that we can get on somebody.
Yeah.
Because let's face it, I mean, when Jason Worth left, when Ruben didn't pay him, he got booed all the time.
Yeah.
He got booed all the time when he came back. And it's all part of it, I think. I mean, listen, they have the upper hand right now because they won the World Series without him. So, and he acknowledges that, and he's really good about that. But I do think that he's so used to all this stuff. I mean, listen to how it was when he was in Atlanta. I mean, it was worse when he was in Atlanta because there were more people.
All right, Tom, I'm going to be honest with you. I did not expect you to take that shot at Ruben. Ruben, now I have to pursue it. You gave
why
me no
wouldn't
choice.
He?
The Jason Worth thing, in retrospect, should you have given him the money, Ruben?
No, because I gave it to Cliff Lee.
That's right.
All right, Tom, I didn't like that answer. It's really brief.
He blew that game, so, you know.
It was very big thing.
All right, so now we know there's going to be all these fans back. I got to tell you the truth. The more fans that are in that building right now, the more boos Joe Girardi's going to hear. Tom, he is not getting a good reception on our show at all. And it happened again last night, top of the sixth, bases loaded, no outs. He's got Chase Anderson pitching, and he's got a chance to blow the game open, and he puts him up at the plate. The Phillies get no runs. Two batters later, Anderson's out of the game. What'd you think about that sequence in Girardi?
Well, I thought that it was – I did think it was okay at the time because he had only allowed two hits before that. I really did. Phillies were 10-2 when they had a three-run lead or more. It felt like the numbers were on their side. The only thing that was the only thing that was odd to me was that, and I think this was the right move, is that the leash was so short going into the sixth inning. So I would think that at that point, I would have let him throw to another batter, but then I thought it was right to get him out of there. But I thought it was the okay move at the time, unless he was going to have that short of a leash, and then I probably would have brought somebody else up.
Ruben,
yeah,
we
can play we can play Monday morning quarterback all the time, and I don't usually get too involved in these kind of decision makings. But my issue is this: Chase Anderson is consistently no more than a 5-inning pitcher. And if he's done his job, he's thrown 5 innings, you get him out of the game. And he's coming up against Trey Turner and Soto, who are the best two hitters and maybe a couple of the best hitters in the game. They're going through the third time against him. My feeling is you get him out of the game. You try to add on because you know you're not going to get much more than 5 innings out of Chase Anderson anyway.
John did say the same thing, and I think I agree with you guys to a certain extent. I have this – and, Ruben, you know this. I just have this issue with 5-inning, like, that's my goal is 5 innings. And I know there are some guys that it should be – it's 5 innings. That's it. But, man, that's another thing about the game. Starters have got to go longer than that. I mean, they just do. And maybe it's the traditionalist in me that will not let go that 5 innings.
And T-Mac, you're absolutely correct, and we're building 5-inning pitchers, and that's a problem. But this guy's been doing this for 7 years, and so he is what he is, and if he can give you those 5 innings, he's done his job. They've talked about it, you know, they've talked about it publicly, that if he gives us good, solid 5 innings and keeps us in the game, then we're good to go.
Yeah.
You know what I'm loving here? T-Mac is more controversial than I thought it would be. Let me see if I can get him going on the next one.
Yeah,
right?
Rolling. Get him going.
T-Mac. Nearest as the closer. You loving it?
I'm liking it. I just still think that he's the only guy that can do it right now. I really do. I don't think that there's unless Archie Bradley comes back and is healthy. Listen, Alvarado's been really good, but he's also really erratic at times. And I think that we'd have more agita if he was the closer. So unless you're telling me, Ange, you're going to get somebody else to put Neris in the eighth inning, I'm okay with Hector being the closer.
I don't disagree with that. My only my option for me would be Coonrod right now and just giving him a chance to do it. I just feel like Hector Neris, I love the guy. I love the player. I love the kid. I just don't think he's a lockdown closer, and he's always going to be his top stepper. Now, Coonrod, Alvarado, probably Bradley may be top steppers as well. But my point is that I don't know that Neris can be the guy to make the last pitch of the season.
All right. I only have one last question for you guys that I do not want to be mocked for my question, but the standings do not lie. And right now, Mr. Gabe Kapler has a better record than Joe Girardi. Tom McCarthy. Tom, I didn't even ask
you
the question
even
yet,
question
T-Mac.
Now.
T-Mac, Girardi or Kapler, who's your skipper?
Girardi.
I was checking.
Gabe's
all.
Done a good job, but it's really been about pitching for Gabe.
It's about pitching. That's what it's about. And I got the whole first week is out now, Tom. Are you going to be doing NFL right from the beginning, or do you wait till after the Philly season?
I haven't looked at the schedule to see how many games there are that first week. If CBS has, let's say, 7 games and that week, then I definitely will be doing the NFL just that first weekend. But it all depends on where we're at from a Philly standpoint as far as the race goes, too.
I just got to say this, Tom. Really, you remind me of Bill Campbell and your incredible versatility. You could do so many sports so well. God bless you for that.
I will tell
you,
Tom, they have 7 games.
They have 7 games. Tom McCarthy may be doing one of those. Tom,
where's Jacksonville and where's
Jags at Texans?
There were the Texans that week.
Jags at Texans.
I'll be in Houston, everybody.
Wow. Good announcement,
hey,
Tom.
T-Mac, thanks for letting me be your favorite analyst. I really appreciate that.
No, he wanted me to ask you. I almost forgot. Tom, you work with Kruk. You work with Ben Davis. You work with Ruben Amaro. Who do you enjoy working with the most?
I love them all because they're all really different.
Yeah,
so I like them all. Last night, to listen to John try to figure out what the sounds were that were coming through the TV, like all of you probably did too, because we're in Philadelphia while the game is Atlanta. And I wish everybody could see his face when some of those sounds were going through. It was very entertaining.
T-Mac votes for Kruk by a wide margin.
Yeah, no doubt.
Tom.
I would too.
Tom, always an honor and a pleasure. Thank you, sir.
True.
All right, here's what we can now tell you. Al, the Philadelphia Eagles will open in Atlanta 1 p.m.
Yes.
We already know via the rumor that
Post.
The second week they're home playing the 49ers Sunday, 1 p.m.
That's rumored.
That's a beautiful start to the season.
The Eagles have officially confirmed also that they've put out there that it is Atlanta. So we know that is official.
Two number two quarterbacks.
Hold on a minute. They're not going to issue an official thing for all 17 games.
I certainly hope they do. And I will report on every single one of them.
Every hour, they'll announce another game.
Let me see.
15 minutes.
Let me ask you this question. Would you rather I do that or hear 73 pitches fouled off?
Hold on. I got more information on the Eagles announcement. The Eagles have officially announced now that the Eagles will face Atlanta in the first game. They, however, will not announce who the starting quarterback will be.
Very good.
Don't even try.
The Falcons announced it.
Oh, the Falcons announced it?
They have their first game promotion, the two number two quarterbacks throwing.
Oh.
So.
Wow, that's exciting.
Oh, I mean,
that's it.
That's what they're saying, if that's how they're promoting it.
So Matty Ice is not playing.
I will say this. I loved Ruben on pulling the guy after 5 innings. You're 100% right. You got a kill shot right there, Rube. You got a kill shot. Yeah. You got the bases loaded, no outs. I'm not conceding an out at that point in the game. No way.
I think the biggest problem right now in baseball is that the futility of guys with runners in scoring position. And you got to try to attack. And so if you get an opportunity to do that and open up the game, especially after he did a really nice job of throwing five innings, you get him out, try to get some more runs, and shut down the game.
You know, Ruben Amaro has made himself available for managing positions. And I am not
very available. Very available.
He's extremely available. He would leave here out
in a heartbeat
instantly if he thought he could get a managing job somewhere.
During a break, we'd look over and go, where's Ruben?
No, wouldn't even have to be in a break. He'd leave in the middle of a segment, I guarantee it. Dennis is on the line from Outlaw. Hi, Dennis.
Radio man, how you doing today?
How about Harper knocking one out, Joe? Let's hear that Harper home run. What did you think of that, Dennis?
It was long.
It was long, man.
Second deck, bomb. Let's listen to the crack of the bat, Dennis. Let's listen to that.
He swings and drives one high and deep right center field, and that ball is crushed way back and gone for Bryce Harper as it reaches off the railing of the second deck. Bryce Harper with his seventh home run of the season, a majestic blast to right center. And the Phillies have the 1-0 lead.
How about the Franz and Giggle?
Yeah. So here's the thing with those two guys. That was historic in itself, Al. They were there. The radio crew did go to Washington for the series. And I guarantee you the TV people are right behind. Pretty soon you guys will be back on the road, right?
Yeah, it would be great. And I think that it's a possibility. I'm not sure if it's going to happen, but it's nice to see those guys be able to travel and be there
and
it makes life better. But they don't like Harper, and you know why? Because they wish they had him. That's why.
Well, they were killing him just before he hit the home run.
They killed him. They don't like him.
One thing about Harper, though, he's got 7 home runs this year and I think only 11 RBIs. That's not good at all.
No.
I think we should move him back in the order more so he has more RBI chances. Ruben, what do you think about that?
I think that they have a, Joe's got a lot of options because he can move everybody up and down the lineup. I think, unfortunately, in this day and age, players like to be set. And they like to have, we're in a world now where guys like to be in a certain role. I don't necessarily agree with it. I think he can do it in a way that where players can buy into it, but I just don't know whether players are as accepting of different changes in their roles.
Dennis, that's a good point, though. You could have more RBIs than that if you get 7 homers. My God, 11? That's what Ruben was just saying, though. Guys on base, sometimes you get them in with the home run. A lot of times you'll strike out and they won't move.
Well, that happens a lot of times.
Too much.
That's the issue.
Way more than when you played,
all
right?
All baseball.
Way more than when you played.
Oh, I just saw a stat that it's been going, the percentage of strikeout rates is as high as it's ever been, and it's getting exponentially higher. It's terrible.
All right, Dennis, remember, Bob Baffert, the trainer for that horse, he cheated. First, Al, he said that a groom peed in the stable. And then after he had drank cough syrup, and then the horse ate the hay.
Yeah, that's
first of all, I would like to believe a horse would not eat a piece of hay that had pee on it.
People are eating breakfast.
Well, I'm trying to offer an intelligent comment on that.
It's like when they say pee on your cornflakes.
we need Mr. Ed's opinion.
Exactly. All right. Anyway, give him a spin on that. Did you name somebody yet, Dennis?
No. How about the Houston Keaton Astros?
Oh, yes.
There you go.
Absolutely.
Well, that hadn't been guessed
that's
yet.
That's a whole team. Hadn't been guessed yet.
Oh, I got a pen.
All you got was a pen there. But are we ready with my experiment yet? Not yet? All right. No, I'm going to wait until after the break, all right? Because I'm going to do something here, Al. I don't think it's ever been done in the history of sports. I'm going to do something that redefines what we do in this job. It's coming up in a minute.
Tell the truth?
But first, Maria, let's not go crazy. No, I am going to prove what Ruben is saying in a brand new and extraordinary way. But I've got Jason, the leader of the Dirty 30, on the day the schedule comes out. Hi, Jason.
Angelo, I'm on the team. How you doing, guys?
All right, are you going to be going back to Eagles games this year, Jason?
Yeah, I can't wait.
It's going to be good to have you back in the stands. Now, I did a thing about an hour ago on how Jalen Hurts is not getting a fair shake in this town. People keep trying to find another veteran quarterback to supplant him. How do you feel about it?
I think we got to give Jalen a chance, you know. And even we shouldn't even entertain the thought of getting Rodgers. He's too old.
And he's a jerk. He's not a good person. He's not even good on Jeopardy.
I agree with that.
All right. Well, I'm with you, and I don't want Deshaun Watson. No. I want Jalen Hurts with his partner out there, Devontae Smith. I want Smith out there. I want him there. I want to see if Rager can step up a little bit. I got Miles Sanders. I got a reinforced front line. I got Ertz back with Goddard. I love my offense.
You
How about
Ertz
that, Jason?
Ertz is going to be on the team?
Until
Ertz
after that first game in Atlanta. Yeah. Until that first game in Atlanta, then you'll have a different
I group. Love my team, Jason, and I don't need you. All of a sudden, you came in to troll me? You came all the way in here to troll me. Unbelievable. Anyway, Jason, you will be in attendance. I'm looking forward to a new football season. Entire schedule will be out by tonight. Jason, give me a cheater. Who cheated?
I'm going to say the New England Patriots.
Oh, yes. Spygate. Yes, my good friend, Senator Arlen Specter. These are cheaters. And you got something, too. Number nine out.
He got number nine. He got four-pack of passes to the Adventure Aquarium in Camden, New Jersey. Visit AdventureAquarium.com.
It's a beautiful experience. I think Jason will enjoy all the fish. All right, anyway, Ava.
Yes.
Let's get Final Read to change the question slightly.
All right, this question's brought to you by Armin Cadillac of Plymouth Meeting. Your Cadillac certified pre-owned headquarters. Visit ArminCadillac.com to view their selection of hand-picked certified Cadillacs. When do you plan to attend a Philadelphia sports event now that full capacity will be allowed starting on June 11th? 48% eventually.
I won that one.
Yes.
All right. What was second?
41% very soon.
All right, that's nice. All right. New one that gives you just a little different twist on this pandemic.
Since the COVID virus pandemic began 14 months ago, has your attitude about attending Philadelphia sports events changed? Yes or no?
No.
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 Yes.
Yeah, you don't go, Ooh. We go.
Yes. Why yes, eh?
Because I want to go more than I've ever wanted to go before.
I didn't write it that way, but that's a good twist
on
the question.
Yeah, my attitude has changed because I want to do more. I want to live life as much as humanly possible after that.
All right, I'm running into a problem now, Al, because it's something I want to talk about. No one will bring it up.
Mm. What is it?
Really the only reason I even did Cheaters today. Because there is a love triangle happening in American culture
You're
today.
You're obsessed with this.
Totally obsessed with it. And it does involve cheating.
Mm-hmm.
It involves romantic emails, which may have pried loose a very high-profile American couple.
He is good. I read those emails. Boy, he struck at the right time.
All right, you know what? If you don't mind, later in the show, read a couple online. I'd like to hear them.
I'm not reading anything.
All right, Al, would you read them?
Let Al read them.
They're
He's
very
romantic.
They're very romantic.
Oh, yeah, Al, do justice to
I have no
to
idea where we're going here.
You don't have any idea?
No.
You there's should a, read, like, the New York Post once in a while.
There's a connection to your hometown.
There is, Al. Okay.
215.
Yeah, Sweet
you,
Caroline.
You figured it out, Ruth.
Oh, I know what it is.
He knows what it is. He's up on American culture.
Oh, yeah.
And canoodling.
I have a little bit of a crush on one of them people.
Wow, really?
The baseball player?
That would be incorrect.
215. We got Scott Bernard and Lamont. You're up right after them. Jump on now. I got... What? There's a $100 Visa card sitting right there on the number one out. Somebody's got to win that. 215-592-9049. We come back. A bold American sports entertainment experiment.
Oh.
WIP Sports Time, 824.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly Auto Parts.